So we have not been doing this thing for quite some age. But there is one patch that made me pull out my microphone and talk content again and talk about the MVP. And I have a patch in my hand from Torbjörn
Holmstrand,
yeah, which is in Sweden.
Norway.
In Norway.
Yeah.
And it's, I have to say, the most awesome patch I've seen in quite some years.
Yeah.
And it is a patch that shows you,
yeah,
Admiral Anus,
yeah,
crouching down, throwing up.
I'm puking Faco.
You're puking.
I'm puking Faco.
You're puking actually some almost.
Yeah, they changed it to green instead of yellow.
So you were puking because I know the.
I was puking yellow. I was puking Faco.
How many Facos did you have?
I actually hate Fanta, so
your body probably just reacted.
Yeah, probably not that many, but the puke was
native and original.
It was different.
When you look at the patch, and I know they made it green, like an alien color.
Yeah,
but it was not alien. It should be yellow.
And the patch is actually glowing in the dark. So the green puke that turns into Holmstrand underneath.
Yes.
That glows in the dark.
And it's the most amazing patch because I'll post it below the episode so you can look at it with an audio format. So it's kind of beautiful to talk about it on audio. So you don't like Faco, but people made you drink it.
I just had to. I don't remember why I drank it, but usually if people give me something, I drink it. So,
and then if it's Faco, it comes out again.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, especially the design and especially the patch as you had it produced or had people produce it for you, right?
Yeah, I just really like the video because. My girlfriend and Martin, one of my Jugends, they filmed it. So they filmed it from two different sides.
So there's a video documentary.
Yeah, there's a video. Yeah. But the funny thing was, when I puke, I lose a little bit control of my anus.
Oh.
So the problem was, it was here in Hamburg. I was sitting outside the new Turbo Hangout bar. I don't remember what it's called.
The Doppelschicht.
Yeah. I was sitting there, ready to puke. And I lost control of my anus. So I farted on a guy from Toronto. And I don't remember his name, but if you can hear this, I'm so sorry I farted on you.
You farted, yeah. He was taking pictures and you farted on him.
Yeah.
But thank God you did not shit on him.
Yeah.
That's a good. Well, he can be happy, actually. It would
probably be a better story if I shat on him.
I know.
Yeah.
So the common story is, or the story is that whenever you, as a person, puke, you go fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Okay.
It's not that long ago. I was laying out in the middle of the street in Oslo, and I had to puke, so I was laying like hugging a tree while a guy was taking photos of me, like a random guy on the street. He had a old-timey camera, like a black and white camera, was taking pictures of me while I was puking and farting. And as payment, I got a bottle of water and half a chocolate.
Is that how people treat stuff like that in Norway?
Yeah.
So they can
take... It's a tradition.
They can take pictures of you. And if you throw up, you get chocolate
and
water.
Like, sometime in the future, I'm probably going to see myself on some art show puking and farting in the middle of Oslo.
It's going to be an art act, right?
Yeah.
Like headlining Turbo Negro. Yeah. You're the first band, and they'll make you just throw up and fart.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
But the design, honestly, going back to the patch, is an amazing patch. so super clear because technology has obviously taken a step forward.
Yeah, but this I'm really excited about the artist behind this. Yes. He's the like one of my like in quite a short while he has I've grown fond of him. He tattooed my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Siggy from Torbjørn Kristiansand.
Yes.
He tattoos in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing tattoo artist. And one of my Jugends, Marte Bollum, she had an idea to make this into a patch. She sent the picture to Siggy, Sigbjørn.
Yes.
He made the design. He makes some great stuff for bands as well. If people have heard about Chemtrails Oslo.
Yes.
He makes all the
artwork for them.
For Chemtrails Oslo, one of the best bands in Norway.
Alright, so is there any given chance for all you guys listening out there that you can have a Torbjørn Holmstrand puking tattoo? Is there any chance people can have your patch tattooed?
If they want to tattoo it, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
So yeah, you give away your personal rights.
Yeah.
Shoving up your
I can't talk for the artist. So Siggy, I feel Siggy owns this design. So he'll have to decide if he wants people to tattoo it. But I think it would be a good tattoo.
Yes.
But I think if you should have it, you should go to Copenhagen and get it from the real artist.
I know.
From Siggy.
Yeah, so that sums it up. It's a perfect patch by you, with you puking up in a most valuable design, thrown up in an alien green.
Yeah.
And I'm thanking you on behalf of Torbjørn Radio and on behalf of the Torbjørn, I'm thanking you for throwing up in public. I'm probably also thanking you that we don't have like acoustic tattoos.
Yeah.
Because this would end up the fart there.
It would be a good tattoo with sound.
Yes.
Tattoo.
Eventually, maybe the future, we talk into the future, maybe make some acoustic tattoos.
Yeah.
Your one would be up my alley at least. Thank you so much for sharing that story behind this MVP, this most valuable patch for the month. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You made a big comeback for the MVP for Torbjørn Radio.
I'm happy.